All right. Hello. Hello. Pre-show time. Pre-show time here on live stream. This is a live stream. I'm looking at this camera one, so it's not green anymore. Okay. Okay. I'll take it. It was very weird looking. It was, we were having a hell of a time with it. It had lost its white balance. I don't know what the fuck was wrong. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I'll do it anyway, and then they'll see. I don't care. You know, your white balance is fucked up. I don't give a shit. God, Mr. Sullivan. Gosh darn. Man. Mano fertilizer. By the way, I don't think... I don't know if anybody gives a shit, but I found the... today I found the Hail Mary game. If you're a football historian, aficionado, kind of a guy... or maybe there's a female out there who has a passion for pro football history, great game. I don't know. But I found the Hail Mary game on YouTube. 1975 NFC Championship. Vikings and Cowboys and in its entirety. It's a very interesting game for a lot of reasons. I think... It's more interesting to me for the Hail Mary was big, but you can look at it and you can go, oh, okay, oh, that's what happened. And when you see it, you'll say, that motherfucker, he made a clean catch. Did he push off? Well, that's not what the replaying of it shows. And then a week later, they also have on YouTube, it wasn't the NFC Championship game. I'm sorry. It was the NFC Divisional Playoff. Then a week later, the championship game was the Rams and the Cowboys. And they played. They analyzed it again on the pregame to the Ram-Cowboy game in 75. And it was very, very clear that the catch was clean, that there was not any pushing off. Nobody that watched the replay made any mention of that at all. Now, I know that probably pisses a whole bunch of people off. Or a lot of people don't give a shit. More likely. And then the other thing that it was notable for, that is the game where the referee got hit in the head with a fucking whiskey bottle. And that began the searching, prohibition against bringing bottles and shit and cans into the stadium. That's began the search your purse era. I don't know if it started right then and there, but it started shortly thereafter. Somebody brought a goddamn bottle of whiskey with him, which wasn't illegal in those days. Calling all stations. What the hell? So, we have... I'm not trying to... I'm spitballing here. Between Marie and I, we have... Well, never mind. I'll tell you when I tell you. Calling all stations. That goddamn camera went out. I'll be a motherfucker. Hold on for a minute, man. Be right back. What in the fuck is that about? There you are. This camera one is just fucked up. I'm sure there's a setting on it. It just spontaneously went out. So Ted Bell, and I don't think he really settled on that. My main man. Ted Bell's slogan, yeah. If you're not allowing my meat in your mouth, you're starving to death. No, it's Do you ever see that Lon Chaney thing? Lon Chaney did that with a... I guess he was screen testing, maybe? Just did this. I had one of the kids do that once. I had Chris do it. So he goes... Oh, man. Wait a minute, man.
Oh, fuck. What's the name of this fucking ballpark that Cleveland plays in? The Cleveland Indians play in?
It's Jacobs. Jacobs Field is where the Browns play, right? What? Maybe that's where the Indians play. I'm watching a good old classic American League duel. The Indians and the Tigers. This is old school American League stuff here. Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Ain't no fucking Tampa Bay Rays. And it's not the Diamondbacks and all this good shit. Nothing wrong with that. But I like my baseball old school, you know. Home run derbies. Home run derbies tomorrow at 8. Hey, goddamn, the All-Star game's Tuesday. That's right.
I forgot all about that. God damn it.
What's wrong, Bob?
What's wrong? Get a load of this guy. The goddamn home run derby's tomorrow, that's all.
Uh-huh. Well, what does that matter to you when you sound like Mickey Mouse minus one nut?
Ha-ha-ha-ha. You know something? You don't get it. It has nothing to do with my testicles or my testicles not dropping. I just happen to have...
Yeah, you happen to sound like you're nutless.
How many times am I going to fucking tell you? Look, enough about my voice.
Oh, it hit the umpire right on the foot. And he didn't even flinch. Because that's the kind of goddamn dude he is. Jesus H. Christ. Hey, Thunder. You didn't take a shit in here, did you?
Oh, yeah.
That's just one fucked up goddamn camera, I'll tell you that. Just looks green, looks dark, I don't know. Who cares? You're right, I don't. It's just, the shirt's green, everything's fucking green, man! But it doesn't look quite as fucked up when I look at the... When I look at the monitor and the camera itself. I don't know. It's a lot better than it was, let me put it that way. It was completely fucked up. Camera 2? Why is that red?
Right, well, I was asked to come on the program, and...
What do you mean you were asked? I didn't ask you.
Well, someone called me up, and...
Someone called you from our show and asked you?
Yes, someone called and asked me.
Well, that's not really how we do it. I mean, John, we got a waiting list of people who want to be on, so you got to call up and ask us.
I have to call up and ask you? What? Wow, I...
You know, Jay, don't play his game. Did you call and ask to be on the Saturday Cinema?
You know full well you did, Sadler.
Yeah, the last name's Sadler. What's with you people? You people. Yeah, you know. So that was my whole point. And,
you know, if you're going to have a fucking strike zone that you superimpose in a game, right? And so you can see where the umpire fucks up and where he doesn't fuck up. If I was an umpire, if I was a member, if I was the president of that union or had anything to do with that goddamn union, I'd say, look, either you motherfuckers lose that fucking little strike zone in the games, or just use that and all of our umpires have gone on strike. You guys don't want us? You don't have to have us.
What are you talking about?
You guys are essentially second-guessing every fucking call we make, and you're showing the fans every time we fuck up. And
well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's fucking wrong with that, but I'm going to stand there, okay, while I'm doing my job, which supposedly is a game that is called and officiated by human beings, and you guys superimpose this technologic oversight, and, look at that. He got that call wrong, and he got that call right, because the computer checked your work and found it faulty. So the game is actually being officiated by computers, because the fans are showing all of this, and you know full well that the fans react at the ballpark to the officials. So why don't you just have the motherfucking computer call the goddamn game instead of having us sit there? You know what I'm saying? You don't? Okay. That'd fucking hack me off, man. You know, if you want the game to be called by a computer, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Have the goddamn computer call a fucking game. But don't have the thing, you know, don't allow television networks and whoever's doing the coverage to show, oh, look at the umpire fucked up here. Well, he was right there. Oh, he fucked up here. And it's just this running, where the fuck is the goddamn character sheet, man? It's a running commentary. Sorry, I'm looking for something that I can't seem to find, which is not unusual for me, but nonetheless, it is what it is. I think I'll have a return visit from Emery Clayton on that one. Dr. Emery Clayton, Professor Clayton is teaching a class called Robot Terror. It's being when our lives are taken over by the computer overseer. I watch the NFL Network. I like it. I don't know the point of their morning show, you know, Good Morning Football. During the regular season, I like it because they're giving me scores. everything outside of giving me the scores and the highlights I don't get about that show. But, hey, it's cool. Hey, you know, it's all right with me, man. Let me see, man. Here we go. The 10th time watching Diary of a Nudist. Let's see. Let's read some of these comments here. Hey, Phil, just got finished watching Diary of a Nudist for about the 10th time. Best Saturday cinema ever, Don McDonald. Thanks, Don. Don McDonald is in Spokane. We were talking about the Spokane Comets. Ron, there's no doubt that Phil is out of his motherfucking mind. Christian, July 2nd, great show. I highly suggest getting a backstage pass and watching the Sunday afternoon recordings. It's absolutely worth every penny. Ron, I agree. Thank you very much, Christian. Ryan, hey, Phil, what do you think the chances of Trump getting impeached are? I can't think about it. I don't wanna. What is this, dude? Wesley. So this professional juggler was driving to his next gig in a real hurry one night as he was going to be late and the show must go on. Soon he saw flashing red and blue lights in the rearview mirror. He pulled over and was soon handing his license and registration to the highway patrolman. He explained in detail why he was going so fast and that he was, after all, a professional juggler and the show must go on. The patrolman said, I've never heard that one before. If you can get out and juggle something right now, I'll let you get off with a warning. The juggler got out of his car, went into the trunk, got out three long, narrow torches. He lit the torches, began juggling. He tossed the torches higher and higher. About then, another car came weaving slowly up the road behind them. It pulled in behind the patrolman's car, and the driver got out. He took one look at the scene playing out before him. He staggered over to the patrolman's car and got into the back seat. The patrolman knew right away that the driver was drunk. But why did he get into the patrol car? He walked over and asked the driver, why did you get into my patrol car? You haven't failed a sobriety test. The driver looked at him quizzically and slurred, no way I'll pass the sobriety test that guy's taking. Out of sight. Love it. Love it. How do I see that? That camera one blows a French poodle. It blows the poodle, man. Ow! Testing 1, 2. Time to get the thing set up here, man. Chopper, Ted. I didn't know that was there. Doom, 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 gling, doom, gling, doom. Sound effects. Brad Mills, Indians acting manager. Oh, are things that bad with the Indians? They got an acting manager. Great. What happened to the Indians, man? They were a badass team at one time, man. Badass.
Right, Phil. Well, right now I'm driving to a meeting of a overseeing technology meeting on the terror that's being visited upon us by robotics. I'm not a robot fan. I've never been a robot fan. I'll never be a robot fan. But I certainly don't want a robot telling me what to do. See, I'm not a robot fan, but I can tell you this much. I don't want that motherfucker coming near me. I'll have no robot before it's time coming near me. I don't want a robot crawling up my crack. I don't need a fucking robot to tell me what to do, man. That's all I'm trying to say. Phil, it's great to be with you on the program here. And let me just say that, Phil, it's great to be with you on the program. Let me just say...
One of the things I noticed, I was noticing the car, but goddamn sound effects are too loud in this motherfucker. Where are we at, man? Where's that? Okay. And then, I gotta get the fucking crickets.
Yeah, right, Phil. Really, what we're doing right now is we're doing operation. Right, Phil. This operation Peep Tom, which you certainly are hopeful is going to go well. We're not sure how well it's going to go. Right now, Phil, we're We're rolling out Operation Eyeball Eyeball. And what we will do is we will have the camera very evident, and we're looking for a woman, unfortunately, if she is nude or is in part nude. When she sees a camera and we're eyeball to eyeball with her, her eyeball is up against the camera's eyeball, so to speak. How will she react? If she gets angry, then we know she was walking around. If she gets angry, we know she's walking around nude, all proud of it and shit, you know, or excuse my language.
I got to get you off the air, man.
Wait, I said shit by mistake. I'm sorry, Mr.
We got to get you off the air.
Sure, Mr. Terry. You think you're all cool?
We got to get you off the air.
Jesus. I got the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm trying to save lives.
Oh, fuck. It's hot in this motherfucker. All right, man. I'm all ready to go. Ready to goo.
I'm ready to goo. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to goo.
Don't know about you. Where's my thing, man? Like eviction number four. Surfing day. It's pretty good weather out here today. I heard it was like 95, a million degrees in L.A. It was 81 here, 82, which is actually warm for this, for these parts. Anyway, I'm not going to make a big thing out of it. Are we ready? Holy shit, this is goddamn fucking Monday. Motherfucker, I forgot. Hold on. I got to get those goddamn commercials done tonight, too. This is the 10th.